Welcome to the Rooted Woman Podcast. I'm your host, Bethany Wild, and I'm an author and mother. Here we have conversations on sovereign and instinctual womanhood and motherhood, cultivating thriving wellness, and much more. Listen to powerful birth and healing stories and topics on the wild woman experience. You can check out all I offer, including herbal elixirs for wild mothers and women, my book on pelvic healing, and all the show notes for these episodes at bethanywild.com. Now for the show. Hello, welcome to this week's episode. I'm so glad that you're here listening, as always. So this week, I am speaking with Cass. She's a woman that supports mothers to live in a state of embodiment and regulation and pleasure through her somatic tools. So as you could probably tell from a lot of the different episodes that I've offered here and the different women that I've brought on and conversations that I've had, that I really appreciate this kind of talk about how we can prioritize our own regulation and embodiment and motherhood, because I feel like that's really the way to moving through our experiences in these modern mothering times. And I love hearing about the possibilities, instead of getting down about the fact that we don't have all the people, all the village that we desire, that we can still find so many ways to be happy and connected to ourselves and regulated and all of these things that we that make us happy and feel good and feel peaceful, and also transfer into our children, which I'm sure is what so many women who are listening to this desire for their families, right? So I just love hearing about all the different ways that we can do that despite the culture, instead of falling into more of a victim mode around this. So in this episode, Cass talks about that. She shares the story of her own postpartum initiation. She talks about healing as really sitting with the body, sitting with its sensations and its stories. I bring in some different elements about how pregnancy and birth is such a deep womb cleansing in so many ways. She also talks about the vulnerability of the postpartum time and the importance of rooting in ourselves above all. She shares a little bit about some of the practices for embodiment that she offers, which if you look in the show notes, she is so generous to offer a 35% off code for her Thrive as a Mother membership, which I think will be so helpful to any woman who's listening to this and really resonates with the desire to feel this way in motherhood. So it's a collection of practices and short videos for nervous system healing and rooting in a pleasurable, a present, an activated, slow motherhood. Definitely check it out. It's a membership format. You can check out the link in the show notes as well as that discount code. And then we talk also about how we can get out and feel our emotions and how we can integrate our unique children into that, and why it's so important not to suppress how we feel, especially if we're alone with our kids all day. And then the importance of accessing and loving from our sexual energy and our life force and our motherhood. It's basically about, being the women that we want to be, while also mothering, also being with our kids, and knowing that we can bring together the two. They don't need to be separate, and they shouldn't be separate. Okay, so one more thing on a me level, my Etsy shop, where I share herbal elixirs for wild women, wild mothers is fully stocked. I have my herbal prenatal elixir that's available up right now. It's a brand new batch that I just brewed. And then I also have my matcha morning vitality latte mix. It's really perfect for all women. It's great for pregnant women, nursing mothers. It contains all of these different herbs that are great for long-term use, deeply nutritive, and no adaptogens. So check all of that out. Links in the show notes. The Etsy shop is called Rooted Woman Shop. Okay, I'm just going to read Cass's bio and then we'll get into her stories and her wisdom. So Cass is a soon-to-be mama of two boys, a somatic practitioner, and a sacred birth and postpartum keeper. After healing her own chronic pelvic pain and experiencing her home birth cesarean, she works with women to remind them of their innate connection to their body's wisdom. Her work is dedicated to the women creating a revolution of mamas prioritizing regulation, rest, pleasure, and play. All right, enjoy our conversation. All right. Yeah, my postpartum experience was, everyone's postpartum experience is so unique, right? But it was really one that called a lot out of me. I had a really beautiful pregnancy. I really loved every bit of it. I felt like it was this deep womb healing journey and one that I felt so connected to my body and my baby and just really, kind of at home in that experience. And so I planned a home birth, and I feel like my experience was kind of maybe the opposite of how a lot of women's experiences are within this kind of like rewilding space, is that like I planned my home birth and then I got to the point where I was pushing for 5 hours and ultimately transferred to the hospital and had a cesarean. And it was just a complete, obviously the opposite of what I had planned for myself and what I had thought that my experience was going to be. And so I had this deep loss of power within myself and just had to do a lot of emotional and energetic healing around my birth to really deep breathe from it and really feel, like I was, could kind of bring myself home and feel that power and safety again within my body and trust in my body as well. All of that of my birth experience wrapped into the sleep deprivation and just being a new mom, I think there's just so much that goes into that, especially for me. I felt so connected to my baby's energy. My baby boy was so, and now even since he's a toddler now, I can see that it's just part of his personality that he is so fiery and passionate and strong-willed. And that was definitely resonant with him as a baby as well. And that kind of mixed with colic and lip and tongue ties and just the overall, more like difficult breastfeeding journey and mixed with my mental health. It was all very initiating and
It's so natural for us to be so connected to our baby's energy, right? Especially just in that fresh postpartum early time. But it's when that stress kind of becomes chronic and that we're not tapping into our own energy, but we're just so engulfed in our baby's energy that it can be a disconnection, I think, from what is coming from within us, and then it takes away from listening to our own intuition, and then we are just listening to other people's opinions around our babies or baby sleep or feeding or your mental health. And for me, I had good support around. I had family and everyone lifting me up and saying, "Oh, you're such a great mom," and everything like that. But it was, I think for me, it really needed to come from an inner place of healing and also just a kind of coming home and finding that power within myself again. And so that was the experience that really brought me into like knowing what it meant to support women and how we need to be supported, rather than, I mean, there's everyone experiences everything differently, and maybe some people felt like they needed more nourishing foods or that they needed more family or other support. But I think that kind of having that foundation of feeling safe within yourself is really what I needed and what I needed to work on to improve my motherhood experience. Sorry if you hear my baby in the
Oh, you're fine. I have babies all the time here.
background.
I have a couple of questions. So
Yeah.
the first time, when you say home birth, did you birth with a midwife that you hired? And is that different than what you're choosing now? And then I want to get into what you felt like was the most impactful thing that you did to heal and, like you say, come to safety in your body and just heal from the experience of how that shifted so much from what you desired. And there's just so much healing that comes with a surgical birth, like physical, emotional, sometimes with your baby. So yeah, two different directions, but
So I did have a home birth midwife for my first birth, and she was amazing. I really felt that really safe and held in that experience. And it wasn't one of those where, you have this midwife who doesn't show up for you and kind of goes from there. But I think it was ultimately just me kind of struggling through that experience and trying everything that we could at home, and me just being so exhausted, and my midwife saying, "Well, maybe if you went to the hospital, you could get an epidural and you can relax your pelvic floor and everything." But even then, when I got to the hospital, I pushed for another 5 hours, and that didn't happen. And so, for this next birth, I am planning a hospital VBAC, and it is really just kind of rooted in the decision that, birth is just wild. And I think that if I'm able to birth this baby vaginally, that the next births can we can look at doing home births then. But it's just, I was so taken aback by my experience in and not having that experience that I had, thought that I manifested and had visualized so many times, and really just felt like there was no other way that it could go. And so now I just feel a lot more open to the medicine that is within the birth, and still trusting within my body and having a really supportive birth team and feeling confident in it. But really, just being more open and allowing the process to unfold however it's meant to. And so within my healing journey from my first birth, I really just felt this like deep need to connect into my own body and to feel what is there, and just listen to the medicine from my own story. I know that there was a lot of support that I saw around. I mean, there's a home birth cesarean Facebook page, and there's a lot of unplanned cesarean therapists, or birth trauma, or whatever all of these support options are. But for me, I felt that I just needed to really kind of allow myself to open up to the experience, to find my own strength in my story, and just really listening in and to see what my body is telling me in this healing experience, and how I can recultivate that safety. And I really felt it was a long journey to get to a healing place and within my story for me. I had a really hard time initially, within the first few months, but then all the way up until we conceived this, our second baby, that I felt, just this weight of not knowing where my strength lied, and not knowing just the why. Like, why did this happen? What does this mean for me? And so, right before I kind of felt my second son's energy kind of calling into me, and realizing that it was his time and he was ready to join our family, I could just feel the constant whys and the mystery, and like the deeper understanding around my birth, to just be like, this was my experience, to be humbled and to be initiated as a mother, and to understand that some things are just beyond your control, but you have the control to bring that safety and strength back into your body, as long as you connect and you're understanding what your body is telling you in each moment, and you're releasing the energy that's no longer serving you, and just feeling that consistent what's the word I'm trying to look for? The reassociation in your body with your intuition, and just kind of bringing yourself home, essentially, is what my healing journey was really about, was just trusting myself again and feeling at home in my body, and knowing, yeah, there are greater forces at play, but I am in control of knowing what safety looks like within myself and how I can move forward from there.
Yeah, thank you for sharing all that. I feel like that's a lot of the key to healing as well. And it's kind of like an advanced skill for some women just to sit with what is, because I feel like once you do, the body really does have the answers, and it kind of just rewires in a perfect way. So do you that work with women? You kind of guide them through different practices in that time when they are having disconnection and trauma and are having issues like rooting and regulating in their bodies?
There are a variety of
You just
different.
learned that intuitively. Oh, sorry to interrupt. I just was
Oh, no,
also
you're
going to
fine.
ask, did you just learn that intuitively, or what is your, yeah, what did you, where did you learn this?
Yeah, I think a lot of it has been intuitively and listening through my body, but I've also been a part of this year-long practitioner training last year that was really rooted in pelvic bowl work and somatic healing, and really just bringing yourself back home to your body. And that was through Grace Hazel's work, and it's really such impactful work. And I feel like hers is more rooted in like all of women to come back home to their bodies, and kind of having that stability through your nervous system and your pelvic bowl. And then I really saw it as my time of healing through my own birth story and then bringing it into women, since I work with birth and postpartum clients as a doula as well, and really seeing how, yeah, we become so disconnected a lot when we're going through these new experiences and having so much information thrown at us, and yeah, just really not knowing kind of where to turn. And it's really that we need to turn into ourselves and understand what are the sensations that are coming up for us and how we can heal them, move and release that energy and come back into a more like place of ease and feminine and flow, and then hopefully recultivating that life force energy back within us after we return that sense of peace within ourselves. What was your other
That
question?
sounds like I don't even remember. But I was just thinking as you were talking too, how many women I know who have had a traumatic birth for the first time, and then they conceive shortly after that, or so, within a year. It's like the body wants to rewrite and re-imprint and heal that experience. It's really beautiful.
Yeah, I think it's
Wonder
just a
if you
deeper.
noticed that.
Yeah, I do. I feel like it's kind of like a next initiation of rapid change within the body, that your body wants to kind of really
Yes,
let
rapid
go and let
change.
its own, yeah, and kind of like purge everything out, and then yeah, become even more centered in your experience and grounded.
Right. It does feel like the whole experience of pregnancy, especially birth, is such a womb, huge womb cleansing, just completely washes away so much. And I've thought about it in some ways, but I don't know the full extent of everything that happens energetically. But it's so amazing. It's so amazing. Even with a surgical birth, because you still bleed, you still like release so much. And when you're pregnant, you're like this channel to the divine that just, your womb is just open and ready for constant regeneration. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's incredible. It's amazing the extent of wisdom that we have just within our bodies, and when we tune in, we can really connect to so much and really just, yeah, evolve ourselves and become the beings that we've really kind of separated ourselves from, for at least most of us, for most of our lives.
Very true. I found more of my strength in motherhood than I could have accessed before.
It's an
I
incredible journey.
also want to know, in your postpartum time, did you have a circle of friends and family? Do you feel like you had enough support, or was that traumatic for you without it?
Yeah, I feel like I definitely had the family support to walk me through and kind of just take over my other bases of helping to clean and just making sure I got enough rest and things like that. My mom was really supportive during that time as well. But I was, in terms of friends, I was kind of just finding a mom circle within my area and trying to, I mean, I had that in pregnancy as well. But it was just kind of cultivating those new friendships and then navigating that as I'm kind of going through the depths of postpartum. I think a lot of us just kind of close off, or at least like don't know how to yeah, ask for help or to even like be present with our experiences and our emotions. Because even for me, like planning my home birth, it was, and having my cesarean, it was such a humbling experience that I didn't even know how to talk about it, really. I just felt like this was something that was so hard for me to process, and that I was really needing to process within myself. There was nothing that anyone could say to, have an immediate shift within my energy. I just needed to find that healing within myself. So Ultimately, I did feel very supported, but it was just, I think, more of wanting kind of like that energetic and spiritual guide, I feel like. And that definitely can come from friends, from moms who also are into that healing as well. But I didn't feel like there was a space within my motherhood or that I saw in my community or kind of even online that really kind of takes you from point A to point B in terms of connecting with yourself and really having that energetic healing from motherhood that seemed really clear and seemed really just natural. So I think that was what I was missing.
Yeah, we need, I feel like we need the family and we also need the circle of women friends. But it's hard the first time because a lot of women don't even seek out moms until they are one themselves mostly. So it's like you enter into it pretty alone often. Getting into just the normal postpartum experience of women, because you, it seems like you really work in that space. And addressing how so many of us go through that time really depleted and dysregulated. And you offer a lot of tools and support for making sure that we can move through that time, not going through such a, I'm trying to figure out how to word it. Yeah, just, you know, just going through that time not depleted. So maybe you can share a little bit about why you think it is like that. I mean, I would just assume it's because we just don't have support and there's a lot of cultural expectations about us managing the house right away and getting into life again, and we just don't have a lot of women tending to us. So do you think that's part of it, or just any aspects of that you want to share, and maybe leading into how we can plan for something different?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think that definitely having support is super foundational. That can really make a huge difference in terms of feeling like our external kind of bases are covered. But I also feel like that having kind of that village is secondary to creating that home within yourself. And I think that's so what at least what I see a lot in my work is so lacking is just having so much information at our fingertips and really exposing ourselves to all of whether it be like online or even social media or even familial opinions and advice and things, and we're not actually connected to ourselves and asking ourselves, wait, does this feel good within my body? Or can I trust that I can read my baby's cues for hunger or even just things like that? I see with my postpartum clients that they're so concerned with the logistics of keeping schedules and even the beneficial, more kind of information around co-sleeping or breastfeeding. Yes, it's great and it can be helpful to have a kind of a baseline education of these things so we can walk through feeling a little bit more confident. But I think even just when the information comes from a place of well-meaning that we can still take everything. We're so vulnerable in our experience, and we take every little thing to mean something so deep and so heavy. And wait, is this right? Or, but then I heard this advice, and I think that it really kind of all comes down to a place of, are you listening to yourself? Are you asking yourself and your intuition if that's where you want to go? And you can let it be evolving too. It doesn't mean that we have to stick with one thing of co-sleeping or whatever it is forever, but it's just about what feels right in this moment and how we can really honor our bodies and really honor ourselves and listening to what feels right in this moment. And I think that's something that so many women are not connecting to. They're, asking providers and seeking out a bunch of help. And when you're really feeling like, you can't find that answer within yourself, it can be super helpful to get that, those opinions and that guidance from other people. But again, even if you're seeking out outside guidance, are you asking yourself if that feels good to you? Or are you just kind of taking their word and running from it because you feel like you don't know the own answers within you as a mother? And I think that we all have these answers within us as mother, that we our bodies already know what we what feels good in terms of baby sleep or feeding our baby, and that we're nourishing our baby enough, and we don't have to worry about baby's weight gain or whatever it may be, or milestones. Like, do we really feel like everything's can we like bring ourselves back to that place of safety and be like, wait, this is actually okay, and I don't need to really be on someone's ideal track of what perfection or what it should look like for me. So yeah, I feel like that is really kind of what I see a lot is the issue that disconnects women so deeply from their bodies and their intuition is listening to so much outside noise and not connecting in and realizing that you do have the answers within you as mother. You already are everything that you need. And it's really just all within you.
I agree.
Yeah.
What I love about the wild mother culture, women who, like birth outside the system, live naturally, all of that is, and I feel this too, it's like I entered motherhood really differently because I totally trusted myself, my body, my baby, all of that. But it's in huge contrast to the mainstream culture. And I don't know at what point that fractures. Maybe it really happens when we're very young too, just taking part in the system. But I just can't relate when, like a woman, a mother shares with me, like, oh, it's so hard the first time as a mom, you just don't know what you're doing. And it's like, I really couldn't relate to that because I did trust my baby, and maybe I just more had a distrust of the doctors. But yeah, do you see that too? Like that split of the mainstream and really doubting yourself. And I mean, do you think that happens during like pregnancy, birth, and that kind of thing? Maybe sooner than that, where that
Yeah,
happens?
I think it definitely, like you said, originates from how we're brought up and how if we're taught to listen to our bodies or not, or kind of just trust ourselves. But I also think that especially the early postpartum time can just bring on that survival mode so heavily sometimes, and that's it's so natural for us to have that physiological response of being concerned about our baby's health or
Right.
these worries that come up. But it's like when it becomes chronic is that's when the issue,
Obsessive. Yeah.
yeah, in terms of like creating postpartum anxiety or even postpartum depression, it's really when we let that escalate and just continue on without finding resonance in our body and kind of stay, taking a step back and really connecting with our feminine and slowing down and listening to ourselves. But I really feel like what I see, even with moms who have like a deeper trust within their bodies, that survival mode and that lack of sleep and kind of creates this reactionary system where they just go into fight or flight or freeze or fawn, and they just can't. Yeah, they don't know how to bring themselves back and realize, like, regrounding and recentering and feeling like, okay, I'm actually perfectly capable and I don't need to listen to all of the outside information. And I know that I'm sleep deprived and I know that this is all new, but I can really take it from a place of ease and confidence within myself. And that's kind of what I see a lot. Even with the moms, yeah, that are kind of have that more like inkling to trust and really settle in, that they are just having a hard time adapting, I think, to that sleep deprivation and then all of these new changes. And well, my baby slept fine last week, and now this week it's like just kind of rocking their center, I feel like. And it's really just about going with the changes and the ebbs and flows, and yeah, listening to your intuition. I think that's something that I see that a lot of moms forget on their journeys, is just that they have everything within themselves, and it can feel like there's all these things being thrown at them, and it makes them kind of forget about, yeah, the power within them.
Those are good points. That does make me recall because it's been a few years, but you're right. Like the sleep deprivation and the newness of everything can waver your confidence. And you're right. It probably is biological to some degree to want to seek out a wise woman who has been there before. Like you probably ask your mother or something or your sister about this thing or that thing that is coming up. The sleep deprivation is so hard. I know so many women that have just fell into such deep depression and just it can be really rough. And I still, even at my daughter's 4 years old, like I told you, she was up like every hour last night. It's just when does it end? I have no idea, but I guess we become better at adapting to it over time as our capacity expands, I think. So the first time is probably the hardest initiation, I think.
Yeah, and I think that we really need to honor ourselves even more. I mean, I think that a certain part of it comes from just like accepting that our baby sleep will ebb and flow and change as it's meant to. But in taking care of ourselves, that's really how we can kind of keep going. And our culture tells us to, you know, bounce back and to be productive and doing all these things. But I think that's when we're struggling with baby sleep, is when we really need to listen to our bodies and move more in that feminine and that slowness, and prioritizing rest, and then also bringing ourselves into the practices that make us feel grounded in our bodies, because it's so easy for the sleep deprivation to add up and for us to feel so in that survival mode. And it kind of brings us to that edge of where we're so easily we can go and off into being super unsettled and super reactionary and super in our trauma and our stress responses. But that is the time that we really need to prioritize grounding ourselves in our bodies and doing the meditative journeys or the somatic healing practices, whatever it may be, that allow us to feel at home and centered again, because that's, you know, going to help us way more than just taking a shower and thinking that that is all the self-care that we need or all of the enlivening that we need to continue through our day or to go through another hard night or anything like that.
So can you share some of these practices or just a couple that come to mind that are really impactful when women are just totally strung out and reactionary and they want to yell at their older children and they're just, they're at the edge.
The practices that I use more when I'm more like trying to cultivate that deeper connection with my body is doing some sensation tracking within the body and like understanding what I'm feeling right here in this moment, where I'm feeling it, you know, how the tension is, or just wherever, whatever I'm feeling. Really bringing that awareness into your body, because if you sit with your body and you really understand deeply what's going on, and then when you're out and your toddler's having a tantrum or whatever, and you can notice that dysregulation a lot easier. You really need to familiarize yourself with, how that feels in your body, and so that when it comes up later, and you're not just sitting in a quiet room listening to yourself, that it's easier for you to regulate and bring yourself back because you understand what it feels like and you can move out of that. And so, definitely recommend to have those times for yourself, though, where you're sitting with your body and you're bringing breath into the places that need to have awareness in, and also moving the body freely, sounding, just really like bringing ourselves back to our primal selves, because that is a lot of times like where our kids are at too, especially through toddlerhood. Like they're so instinctual and they're so primal. And so I think that it can really benefit us to kind of be really connected to our bodies in that way, but have the higher understanding and knowledge of how to move and release that energy. And I do teach like an emotional release workshop and ritual where mamas can really like get into what they're feeling and healthily remove that energy and release it. But what I also tell moms is just to bring those tools of literally letting it all out, of like screaming, of shaking, of stomping, of these things into their day. Because what my mom friends and I like to call the calm rigidity can come up so easily with motherhood sometimes, that we kind of feel like settled in the mind, like, okay, we're holding space for our baby. Our baby's crying right now, or having a tantrum, or whatever it is. But then our body's super tense, and it's actually telling us that we don't feel safe, or we don't know how to hold this energy. And so that can be a thing that to be really aware of really bringing that awareness into the body and allowing it to move. We can't just like keep all of this energy in it, because it will just build up and build up and be so harmful for us in the long run. And so I literally say to my clients is that like if my toddler's throwing a tantrum and I'm really dysregulated, I'm not feeling good about the situation, then I can just kind of let out a silly scream or let out a sound and kind of connect in my baby in that. And then my toddler loves it. He just like screams back, and we just like have this fun like screaming session between us. And I think if your child is old enough, you can have more of a conversation of like, hey, like I know we're feeling like a lot of emotion right now. Let's take a moment to like shake it out, and you guys can just shake and have fun with that. Or you can turn on some music with and dance, or you can be like, hey, let's act like lions and roar for a minute. We just need to let out this emotion that we're feeling. And I think it can be really healing too for our children to see our mom, like their moms, having that healthy release too, and like letting it all out. And not just, it can be great for us to take a breath and let it out and just be like, okay, this is what we're gonna do now, and I understand that you're feeling this way, and yada yada yada, and whatever. But it also can be so healthy for them to see just us being in our primal selves and letting out the energy that we need to, and actually being in our bodies. And what does our body need right now? We have so much going on, and we don't want to hold it in anymore. And so that's what I really recommend to moms. And that's not obviously encompassing the conversation around boundaries and healthy, authoritative states in terms of what we want to work through with our children, but just noticing what we're feeling in the body, what our babies are feeling, and noticing that there is a release that needs to happen, and that we don't need to just always take a breath and try to hold it all in and be just kind of this calm holding space, which is beautiful if you really feel that on a deep level. But I think that a lot of us have a lot that we just need to let go of. And yeah, it can be really good if we have a partner to take our babies or take over for a little bit, and we can go do our own somatic practices on our own, but also incorporating that in our day, because so many of us are just home with our babies, and we shouldn't just kind of move ourselves into the next experience without actually fully feeling and releasing what's in this current reality, if that makes sense.
It does. It does. It makes me think that that might be one of the main issues. Just the buildup that happens in us as modern mothers who mother alone all day. We're just like constantly acquiescing to our children and trying to be calm and like focused on them and what they need. And so few of us allow ourselves the outlet.
Yeah, and I think kind of just finding what works for you in terms of bringing them into the experience in a way that they really enjoy, or yeah, like you said, if you can take that time for yourself and allowing that release, that's great as well. But just yeah, really trying to find ways that they feel like they can release their emotions as well. It's like
Yeah.
want to scream right now, like what feels good, like acting like an animal, and or like you can choose the animal that you want to be right now, or something like that, and really just kind of trying different things and seeing how it resonates and if it can be this kind of cathartic experience for both of you guys. Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot to this because it's the work that you teach will teach the children these important tools too, because so many of us don't grow up knowing them and we have to figure it out way too late when a lot more is at stake. So, yeah, I could see how it really transfers into the children.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love what you shared about how you kind of help women be like in their slow feminine, connected to their sexual life force as a default. And I'm just wondering how you weave that in with like your sexual energy, your life force energy, your womb energy. How do you weave that into your day, where you feel like you're rooted in that? Because I'm sure it gives you a lot of power and peace. So maybe you could just speak a little bit about that if you would like.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I feel like this is such an important component of feeling at home within ourselves, because our body, especially as women, like really wants to be in pleasure and wants to have that sexual energy radiating throughout our body, because it really allows us, yeah, to move from a place of power and creativity. And I think that so many of us in motherhood just forget about that, or don't prioritize it as much, because we can be stuck in these stress responses, or we can be just in that survival mode of getting through the day, or yeah, kind of anything that comes up for us can throw us into a place of not feeling safe. And we have to cultivate that safety first within our body to feel and pleasure. And that's just basic biology, but I think that's not even being done by so many women and mothers these days, is that we're not even creating that space for us to come back and breathe and move our bodies in the way that we need to and actually feel centered and just have that regulation of our nervous system, and then move into a place of, oh, I can approach this day with a lot slower intention, or I can add in rituals to my day, or even, I can cook and have this time with my baby, and we can take it slow and really feel into what feels good for us right now. I think that asking ourselves what would feel good to me is not even something that so many mothers are asking themselves these days, is that it's just all about their baby or trying to find things to do with the day, or just, again, just trying to get through the day. And it's really when we prioritize bringing that activation back into ourselves, of connecting with our pelvic bowl, understanding what's there, bringing that energy and activation throughout our body. That's when we're going to be able to move through the day with so much more joy and so much more excitement. It's like, what can I create throughout my day rather than what can I do with it, kind of thing. It's a lot more of, having that more ritualistic mindset and having the divine feminine within us that's like, hey, we don't need to rush. We don't need to be super productive. We don't need to do a bunch of things. And we can find ease in our day. And that doesn't mean that stress responses don't come up, right? Or that like our kids don't trigger us, or we're not like working through all of these things in our day. But it's just saying that we have the tools to move through that and bring our nervous system back into regulation. And then once we reach that point again, that's when we can be like, okay, now what would feel good for me to do right now? Or even just having more energy in our day-to-day, especially like we were talking about the sleep deprivation. It can feel so far off to bring sexual energy back into our bodies. We're like, I'm not even worried about that. I'm just worried about feeding my baby and trying to find some more rest. But I think that once we are able to have the practices that make us feel confident and moving by our intuition, that's when we can actually feel like, oh, we actually have this energy back in our bodies. And I think that a lot of it can come from even just moving our bodies, like you were talking about, to dancing, or even starting off our day with a little like winding of our hips, or just doing some sort of ritual that feels good within our bodies. And it can be like while we're rocking our baby to sleep, or while we're making breakfast. It's just like adding in these things that make us feel more alive in our body can really bring so much more bliss and confidence into motherhood.
So just kind of getting dancing, getting in the body, getting in the hips, centering more awareness in that area, and being more slow is kind of how you feel the key to centering and awakening that life force again. Or there, it's probably more in-depth practices that you teach too, I imagine.
I do have just these more in depth, like you said, practices where we can really just focus on expanding the energy within our pelvic bowl and bringing that into the heart and kind of circulating that energy and moving with it and sounding with it. But yeah, I think that even just the basics of moving our hips more, or like letting sound come out of our body, if we're having some time to just release everything, that can even just bring so much more activation to the body. And that's something that we're not even, that I see with a lot of women, that they're not practicing, and because they first need to reset their nervous system in terms of the different practices of understanding what they're feeling in their bodies and really continuing to cultivate that safe space within themselves. But then, yeah, like I said, once you are feeling like good within your body, then you can move more into activation and more asking yourself what would feel good right now. And that could mean body movement, or that can mean just having some sort of ritual with your kids that you can take a second and really breathe with them and bring them into your kind of, yeah, whatever it may be for you and your kids. And I think that can be really beneficial just to bring it into your day. And it doesn't have to be like, I have to wait for my kids to go to sleep to take this time for myself or to feel good or to feel at home and to feel, yeah, just kind of relaxed or pleasured in the body. It's like, no, you can bring that through your day and actually feel good as long as you have the practice and you're consciously bringing it into your body.
That makes sense. Just that point of that you need safety before activation and to feel pleasure. That's really, it's an interesting thought, and truth. Yeah. So what do your practices look like now that you're pregnant and mothering and preparing for birth and postpartum and all of that. Because I was just I don't know if you have learned the Taoist sexual energy practices, but their thought is that you don't want to do any energy practices that take from the womb and like spread throughout the body because it's like, taking from the baby or whatever. And I don't know if you want to share any thoughts about that. Or just, if you can just share too what things look like right now for you. Do you feel like it's a little bit different? Do you feel more tired? What's going on in your life?
I'm definitely tired. Pregnancy can do that to you, especially with the toddler running around. But like I was saying too, with like with the early postpartum experience, that it just means that it's even more important for you to do the practices that make you feel good and to where you can acknowledge any dysregulation or that you're feeling in your body, or if you're feeling super exhausted, just tending to yourself. I mean, there's so many things that you could be doing, and even if it's just a womb massage or a simple breathing practice, that can really just make you feel so much at peace within yourself. And that's something that, I mean, really, I'm prioritizing right now is just my peace because, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of changes going on and changes that are about to happen. And even when I find myself worrying about my birth or my son's transition into being an older brother and all of these different things, I can find peace in my body, knowing that I have the tools to regulate within myself and that I know what it feels like when I'm not in a good place, and I know how to move that energy. And whether it's just breathing or whether it's, yeah, embodying more of that activation within myself, I know. Yeah, what my body is telling me to do in each moment and what it really needs from me. And so, yeah, right now, as I prepare for my birth and just this next chapter, it's really just about understanding my own stress responses as they come up. If they're coming from a place of, oh, I'm tired and need more rest, or if it's coming up from childhood wounds or whatever it may be, just really sitting with those and being able to release them within my practices and just feeling, yeah, really good in the body. And so that's what my day to day is, just moving slowly and cultivating more and more peace within my body by understanding what it looks like when I don't have peace in my body, and really sure I make that space to really let go and really just connect even deeper. I think especially when you're so kind of open to the divine in pregnancy, that there can be so much coming up, and it can kind of feel like there's always new things to be healed and always new things to listen in within yourself. But I think that if we can just take things slowly and let everything kind of be in a flow, and if things come up, then yeah, we can do the practices that connect ourselves and really allow us to release that. But other than that, it's really just seeing how you can feel safe within the body throughout the day and have that peace within you.
And what about your postpartum? Are you planning for anything different than the first time around?
Yeah, I mean, I'm really just allowing myself to flow so much more in this next postpartum, and really just prioritizing, yeah, just sitting with my body and working through anything that is coming up for me. But I feel like within my first postpartum, I had so much anxiety, and I had like I was speaking about the more emotional and energetic healing to do, in addition to just feeling so rocked off of my center and yeah, kind of not knowing where my peace was. So I think that I've seen a lot more women these days using more like somatic practices within even birth as well, in terms of listening into their body and being aware of the sensations that they're feeling in terms of contractions, and not letting it just be like this kind of blind intensity, but it's like, no, where is it felt within your body, and is it an opening, or is it tightening, or whatever it is. And so I think that can be so beneficial to be practicing those in your pregnancy as well, and then being open to kind of just having it be like this exploration of sensations within your body and really connecting with it. And then that allows your body to guide you even deeper of like, how do I need to move right now, or how do I need to sound, or how do I need to breathe. And again, cultivating that just deeper intuition and understanding within the body. And then I think if you can use that within pregnancy and birth, it becomes a lot easier to use that within your postpartum too, of any kind of more difficult physical recoveries that you may have, or even things like birth trauma or whatever you experience or have carrying over into your postpartum, can really benefit from just having that deeper awareness and where are my feelings, sensations, and how am I feeling them, and then being able to let your body guide you into what I need to do more of. And that can be rest, or just focusing in on your baby and how you guys can get better sleep, or you know, seeing, yeah, anything like that. And so that's kind of what I'm planning for my postpartum, yeah, just to take it easy and take it day by day, and feeling into what feels good with understanding my baby and letting them be babies too. I heard this recently, Because I'm also starting to practice craniosacral therapy, and I had it done for my son as well for his lip and tongue ties. And the practitioner that was talking about just letting babies be babies, that we're kind of entering this space of us creating more safe space for our children when they're older, and kind of letting kids be kids and having that safety within them, and letting, holding that safe space for tantrums and things like that. But even more so when our babies are babies, that we can just let them be as well, in terms of letting them cry, and we can be connected to them, and listening to their cues and following our intuition and what we think that we can do for them. But it's also just so, natural in letting our babies express their own emotions too, and really feeling like, even though we can have such a strong physiological response as mothers to their cries, like, oh, like, what can we do? How can I help you right now? And all of that kind of tension that comes along with that, we can actually take a second and breathe and tune into what they need, or just holding that safe space for them to be in. So, yeah, that, and also just holding the safe space for my son's emotions as he navigates this next chapter and experience for him as well, and making sure that through it all, I am just holding the grounded awareness that there is a lot of change going on, and there are a lot of emotions to be felt and a lot of energy to be moved. But as long as I am regulating myself, feeling that peace, and then holding my boundaries, and really, yeah, holding that power within my body, that we can move from a place that centers the family and allows us to, yeah, move away from stress responses more easily, and just let out everything that we need to let out, and then bring ourselves back to a place of grounding and a place of safety, and also bliss. That is also, I think, what is kind of missing a lot, that I feel that we do have the power to cultivate that joy in our postpartum too, and it can feel hard to get to with our survival mode or our lack of sleep and all of the changes that we're experiencing. And but we can do these things throughout our day, and ultimately having that peace within our body, and then saying, how can I feel even better right now? What are the things that would feel really fun to me and my family right now? Or just, yeah, having that joy come from within, and then expanding it into your day and into your family, is something that a practice that we can work and continue into doing throughout these harder times that can seem so just in the depths and very more difficult. Yeah.
I don't know if you listened to an episode I had a while back with Nicole Parker about the postpartum time. And she will make you so excited for your postpartum. She is just all about bliss, euphoria as our birthright in the postpartum time. And I love listening to her and how much joy she's had in all of her experiences and how she created that. It's so beautiful for anyone who wants to dive deeper into this. It's so nice just to see what's possible.
Yeah.
And I love the things that you touched on too, because I feel like so much of the postpartum conversation is about all the physical things, like the food and the people. But there's not a lot about the tools for mothers to work through everything that's coming up and hold the family and hold ourselves. And that's just as important, of course. So
Yeah,
I love
absolutely.
that you guide women through that. So maybe you can share about how you support and guide mothers and what you have available for them and anything you want to share about your work.
Yeah, thank you. I really feel like at least like I've shared that that was the missing piece, and that I do see so much of that kind of missing is that more energetic guide of how to really feel like that you're not just being attacked by a predator all the time, and that is what so many I see, at least so many mothers just kind of not sure how to get out of their anxiety or just even really being aware of, like when your baby's crying in the car and you're feeling super stressed, and just really understanding how that feels so that you can more easily move out of that and so on and so forth. But yeah, I do guide women through one-on-one somatic journeys just based on whatever is their current reality and what they're currently experiencing, and allowing them to cultivate that safety in within their body, really just familiarizing themselves with the sensations, and then going from there in terms of creating a more easeful, blissful experience. And that could be in the early postpartum journey, or preparing for another birth, or having recovering from a more difficult birthing experience, anything like that, where we are just feeling this disconnection from our body and not knowing how to bring healing and bring awareness into where we need to move next. And then I also just launched a membership, which has a collection of 40 videos that are just like 5 to 15 minutes, because we're all so busy in motherhood and have more of a difficult time kind of finding an hour to dedicate a whole ritual to ourselves or something like that. But one where we can just practice sitting with the body and having those more no agenda practices of just guiding to feel what's into the body and let it go through movement or sounding, but whatever your personal experience maybe is, can have so much healing coming up through just simple body practices. And then that also incorporates deeper practices of feeling into your intuition, really becoming familiar with what that feels like in your body, of like the full body yes and the full body no, and recultivating sexual energy, even honoring your matrix sense and really celebrating your body. And yeah, just a variety of practices for even accepting baby sleep and feeling peace from after a rough night or things like that. But just having those practices where you can tune into for a couple minutes and feel like feel held and feel like you know kind of where to go from here. And then I do offer, I have a monthly emotional release workshops in Denver for moms to come together and to be guided through just letting out everything that we're holding within our bodies. And also I hold somatic healing sessions for my birth doula clients as well. But yeah, all of the work to is really about just bringing that awareness back into the body and feeling like we can move from a place of confidence because we understand what is here, and we can trust ourselves, and we can we don't have to fear the emotions as they come in, and that if we're feeling triggered by our kids or having a hard time with what they're feeling, that we can regulate ourselves first and then move into a place of how can I hold space for them, allow us to heal together and move together and release together, and then cultivate this joy and grounded ease as a family.
Thank you, Cass, for being here and just
Thank
sharing all of
you.
this wisdom. You know,
Yeah.
I'm inspired, and I just pray your upcoming birth is according to your highest ideal birth vision.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. I love being here and speaking with you. It's been such an honor.
Thank you for listening and being here. If you enjoyed this episode, I would love to have you share it with a friend and review this podcast. It really helps to have more women find these conversations. You can check out all I offer, including herbal elixirs for wild mothers and women, my book on pelvic healing, and show notes for these episodes at bethanywild.com.